It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with Kelly Wente. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're practicing social distancing, aren't we?
We are.
I think you were expecting me to be over there today, but we're going to do it this way, right?
Yes, that works. Social distancing, way more than 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we are way 12 miles apart, actually.
Exactly.
Why don't you tell our listeners, Kelly, your title at Johnson Memorial Health Services, or titles, I should say.
Yeah, I have a couple titles. I'm the lab manager. I've been at Johnson Memorial for 21 years. I'm the lab manager. I have taken over environmental services, and I'm the infection control coordinator or preventionist here at Johnson Memorial.
Okay. Boy, that's a lot of titles there. Keeps you hopping, I bet, huh?
Keeps you busy, yes.
How do you like working at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
I've been here for 21 years, yep. So I do. I like it. I enjoy it. Everyone works really good. It is a team. We like what we do. Mm-hmm. We enjoy our patients and our staff. It's just a great place to work.
Yeah, in a couple of years or a year ago or so, you just had a big upgrade in the building facilities, and it's really nice over there, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very proud of what we've done with our long-term care area. We have the new surgical suite and outpatient area. Our lab got remodeled. That was our first big remodel ever, and we're just really enjoying it and good upgrades for our community.
That's right.
It's great.
Good. Of course, on everyone's mind is the COVID-19 virus pandemic that's going on. I think some people are probably tired of talking about it, but it's still here, and we still have to take major safety precautions. And I just thought we'd talk about that this morning, at what our Johnson Memorial Health Service is doing concerning the COVID pandemic, Kelly.
Yeah, it's been on our minds for, quite a few months already. I was looking back at my calendar and all that we've been doing since, I've been infection control coordinator. Our first meeting about that was back on March 6th, and we've been doing weekly calls with Department of Health and Minnesota Health Association and our local facilities and our county, and we've been changing, daily, it seems, and hourly, and things are, hopefully status quo here for a little bit, but we've been doing a lot of things at our facility to protect our employees and our patients. Some of the things we've been working on, so everyone knows, is we've been screening our employees every day as they come into the facility, and we're also screening our patients, making sure.
And what does that mean, Kelly?
So when we screen our patients and our employees, just for the COVID symptoms, do they have a cough, a fever, are they short of breath? If they have those symptoms, we're not letting our staff into the facility. We're making sure that they go out to our respiratory clinic and they get treated or tested. So we're not letting our employees, we're screening them for illness before we let them into the building. Same with our patients. Our employees and our patients, we require them to mask. And we've received many generous donations from our community members for source masks. It's just great, all the things we've been doing.
A lot of people sewing masks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We had a lot of donations from the community in Dawson, and we had some from Madison as well have donated. And so when the masks for all of our visitors and staff, we've been wearing masks when they come into the facility. So like I said, we've been screening the patients. We've been doing extra cleaning for high-touch areas between patients.
You take their temperature then?
Yep, we take their temperature. If their temperature is over what Department of Health, we've been taking the recommendations and guidelines from the Department of Health and the CDC. So if they have any of those symptoms, they're required to go home. If any our visitors or vendors would come in, with any of those symptoms, we'd require them to go back outside. They wouldn't be allowed to come in the facility, and they would go to our curbside respiratory clinic. So we have made it so we have a well clinic, and then we have our respiratory clinic, which is outside. And Ice Castle generously donated one of their fish houses for us to use as a respiratory clinic. So right outside our ER, we have a fish house. So anybody that comes in or calls with respiratory symptoms, they would be seen outside by one of our providers at the curbside respiratory clinic.
Mm.
So right now we are seeing patients at our clinic, and that's at our well clinic in our normal inside our building. So we'll see if anybody is feeling comfortable coming into the facility. We'll see physicals, we'll see med rechecks, lab, DEXA scans, mammograms. We just installed a 3D mammogram this week. They're getting trained on that.
Hmm.
Elective surgeries. The governor opened up the state for elective surgeries, so we're going to be starting those soon as well. And if you're not comfortable coming in, or you, for any reason, we've been doing a lot of telehealth visits. So those telehealth visits are things that you can call in and make an appointment, and you can do those on like your phone or an iPad, and you can visit your provider that way.
How do you get hooked up with that? Do you email the client, or how does that work? I've never done
that
before.
Yeah, they're Zoom meetings.
Yep, I've done them.
Zoom meeting. Yep. Yep, we do those as telehealth visits.
Oh.
So you'd call into the clinic, and they'll ask you if you're comfortable coming in to see your provider, or if you'd rather do a telehealth visit, and they'll walk you through doing a telehealth visit and how to get connected with your provider with telehealth visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all of this is subject to change. You know, with the surges of COVID cases in our community, if that were to happen, then we're going to pull back with bringing people into our facility.
Right. Are people, Johnson Memorial Health Services, number of beds they have, are we past that peak of COVID, or are you expecting an influx of patients? Have you talked about that at all, or?
We're preparing for a surge in our area. We haven't had a surge yet. You know, as you look on the website, if you go to the mdh.com, that'll bring you right. It comes right to that page, and you can see the update right there, and it can tell you the counties around us and where they're. Numbers are in the community. Right now, Lacaparra only has 2 in our county. So we're preparing for that. So we're ready and what our plan is.
Right,
right now, something exciting, like our COVID testing is kind of what we're going to talk about. We still need to meet the criteria, and the criteria for COVID testing would be if you have a fever or a new cough or shortness of breath, and some of the new criteria are, the loss of taste or smell. So if you have those criteria, we'd like you to call first our triage hotline, and then we would triage you, have you come to our curbside respiratory clinic, and they would come out and triage you and take your vitals, and we can send those tests on to the Department of Health, or Mayo Clinic also tests for you. We were awarded from the Department of Health, we have an Abbott ID Now testing equipment that we've currently had, that we tested influenza, strep, and RSV, and we were awarded COVID tests from the Department of Health. So we were awarded limited number of tests. So last week we validated that testing, and we were approved to move forward early last week to start that testing in-house. So we were able to do some COVID testing in-house. And we also have available to send to Mayo daily our COVID tests as well. And then, you know, there's a lot of, we've been hearing a lot of information about people wanting to get tested for that COVID, like the IgG or IgM tests. So people want to know if they had COVID
right.
at one time.
I hear a lot about that.
Yeah.
You know, I even think I had it. I'm not sure.
I know a lot of people think, well, I had it because I was tested for influenza, and I've had all the symptoms, and the influenza was positive. So most people form antibodies against a virus as part of your immune system's attempt to clear a virus. So IgM is usually the first antibody to form in response to an infection. And then IgG forms later. And so right now, one of the tests that we can test for is the COVID IgG. But right now, we don't know a lot about COVID. And it appears that the IgG is present about 14 days later after your infection. We don't really know how long that IgG is present, or if it'll protect you against reinfection, or if you can still get infected with COVID after you've been infected, you know, previously. So Department of Health and our pathologist that comes here and some of our providers have a little bit of concern if you get a negative, or because there's false positives and there's false negatives, because there's a lot of coronaviruses out there. Mm-hmm. That aren't COVID-19. So we want people to be aware of the variables. You can get tested, but it may come back negative, right. And you may have had it, and it may come back positive, and it may not be positive for COVID-19.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So, we definitely can test you, just get your the order from your provider, but it'll also be, that test would be billed to your insurance. So.
Right.
But yeah, it's interesting. We just don't know a lot about the virus.
Yeah. Learning as you go along.
And everything changes.
Daily, yeah.
What you wear for PPE and how you, how long you should stay in isolation and mm-hmm. all that stuff. It's a new thing. It's interesting.
Do you have enough material or enough protection equipment at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
Yeah, right now we do that. We have a burn rate calculator that that information was made available to us in the Department of Health. We just had a meeting on Friday getting ready to open up for our elective surgeries this week, and we look through that, you know, on a biweekly basis mm-hmm. to make sure we have enough PPE and when we need to get more and where our supply chain is and things like that. So we keep a good handle on that. So
okay, good.
Right now we're doing good.
Okay. So if someone's listening, you are testing for COVID-19 at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Someone maybe down the line here thinks they have the symptoms, and what are those symptoms again? And what's the procedure someone should do if they have them symptoms, Kelly?
So if you have symptoms, and those symptoms would be a new onset of cough, shortness of breath, a fever, headache, sore throat, chills, or a new loss of taste or smell, we'd want you to call our triage hotline at 320-312-2155, and then our nurse would triage you on the phone, and she would give you more information, get some more information from you as well, and we would visit you at our curbside respiratory clinic right outside our ER. We'd have you bring your car into our parking lot there, and a provider and our nurse would visit you right outside in your car. You'd stay in your car, and we would visit you right there, and
okay.
We would take your vitals and your test, and we would test you. Your test would probably, results would be back within 24 to 72 hours.
Wow, okay, that was my next question. How long does it take to get the results back? Yeah. All right, Kelly, well, thanks a lot. That was a lot of information there. I really appreciate what you're doing and everyone at Johnson Memorial Health Services. You guys are in the first line of battle there, and appreciate all the work you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, so thanks for all the information today.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
All right, that's Kelly Wente, lab manager. Help me out, Kelly, here. Lab manager, infection...
Control preventionist.
Okay. A lot of titles.
So, yes.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
And there you have it, another Wellness Wednesday. Kelly Wente from Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.